after this.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria on its way to reach a maximum of 30 today. Johannesburg 29, eMalahleni 26. Eskom says structural performance changes at the utility has helped the ongoing suspension of load shedding for over 9 months in support of the country's socio-economic growth. Spokesperson Daphne Mokwena says Eskom has reached 296 consecutive days without implementing load shedding. She says on Monday at midnight, the power utility will have reached 300 days of load shedding suspension for the South African economy, a milestone not seen since June 2018.
Eskom's Schoeberg Nuclear Power Station has seen Unit 2 sending 930 megawatts and more to the grid on some days since its return to service following a scheduled long-term outage, resulting in an average energy availability factor of 99.95% since the unit returned to service.
News of another nature. The NSPCA says it will be laying criminal charges against a TikToker. This follows a recent viral video of a user named Letsabo Sebapo pouring an alcoholic beverage down the throat of a common carp. In the video, Sebapo is heard laughing and appears entertained as he holds the fish in one hand, pouring what looks like beer into its mouth. Sebapo will face criminal charges under the Animal Protection Act 71 of 1962. Meanwhile, NSPCA spokesperson Jock Peacock says since the rise of social media platforms like TikTok, much time is wasted on tracking and investigating these kind of videos.
Really is a time-consuming task. More often than not, we are unsuccessful because you won't be able to find clues in the footage that could lead you to an individual. All the time that our inspectors spend on these e-investigations is time taken away that they could be out in the field.
The Public Servants Association, meanwhile, promised to fight the closure of the Itala Bank after the South African Reserve Bank's Prudential Authority moved to liquidate it. The PSA argues the bank plays a crucial role in supporting KwaZulu-Natal's historically marginalized communities and small businesses. The association's Mngisi Ndlovu blames the unfair enforcement of banking rules and urged the government to step in and help save the bank through restructuring partnerships. And moving abroad, impeached South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol was in court today for the first time Saturday now for a crucial hearing that will decide whether to extend his detention as investigators probe his failed martial law bid. Yoon's supporters rallied outside the court and scuffled with police as he arrived in a blue van weeks after throwing the nation into chaos by attempting to suspend civilian rule. More on this on jackrandfm.com. And finally, the funeral service of Kwaito legend Doc Shebeleza is underway. The Minister of Sport, Arts and Culture delivered a key address, and he told those in attendance that good artists deserve more recognition when they're still alive. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 11.
The camera's rolling.
Your Insta fam in living color.
Follow our pics and posts at
Jacka Breakfast all morning and at Jacka FM all day.
CTM Top 40,
baby,
with Danny Painter. CTM proud sponsor of the CTM Top 40.
CTM, big savings, more style. Now, from the station that plays more music you love, our weekly countdown has just got more. 20 songs more on the CTM Top 40. Danny, tell them.
That is right. 40 of your biggest songs here on Jacaranda FM, and new music from Charlize Barth. A brand new song for her, Died in Your Eyes. We're going to chat to her about it and we're going to play it. I've also got something from French Van Coke in Rainu Velvet. Also, The Morning After has a brand new single. It's called Old Country, and I got it for you. Eva Marie, Vilmarie Senegal.